But that self-same faculty is also what leads us to rise above accepted facts, above the limits of the possible established by custom and convention, and reach for new summits of previously unimagined truth. Which way the coin flips depends on the degree of courage, determined by some incalculable combination of nature, culture, and character. In a letter to Galileo, containing the first written mention of the dream's existence, and penned in the spring of 1610, a little more than a century after Columbus' voyage to the Americas, Kepler ushers his correspondent's imagination towards fathoming the impending reality of interstellar travel, by reminding him just how unimaginable transatlantic travel had seemed not so long ago. Who would have believed that a huge ocean could be crossed more peacefully and safely than the narrow expanse of the Adriatic, the Baltic Sea, or the English Channel? Kepler envisions that once sails or ships fit to survive the heavenly breezes are invented, voyagers would no longer fear the dark emptiness of interstellar space. With an eye to these future explorers, he issues a solitary challenge. So for those who will come shortly to attempt this journey, let us establish the astronomy. Galileo, you of Jupiter, I of the Moon. Newton would later refine Kepler's three laws of motion with his formidable calculus and richer understanding of the underlying force as the foundation of Newtonian gravity. In a quarter millennium, the mathematician Katherine Johnson would draw on these laws in computing the trajectory that lands Apollo 11 on the Moon. They would guide the Voyager spacecraft, the first human-made object to sail into interstellar space. In the dream, which Kepler described in his letter to Galileo as a lunar geography, the young traveller lands on the Moon to find that lunar beings believe Earth revolves around them. From their cosmic vantage point, our pale blue dot rises and sets against their firmament, something reflected even in the name they have given Earth, Volva. Kepler chose the name deliberately to emphasize the fact of Earth's revolution, the very motion that made Copernicanism so dangerous to the dogma of cosmic stability. Assuming that the reader is aware that the Moon revolves around the Earth, an anciently observed fact thoroughly uncontroversial by his day, Kepler intimates the unnerving central question. Could it be, his story suggests in a stroke of allegorical genius predating Edwin Abbott Abbott's Flatland by nearly three centuries, that our own certitude